Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to today's broadcast of It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.O. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Thursday. No, I'm sorry. Today is Friday. I'm about to give you the wrong date. Today is Friday, February the 19th of 2016. I pray that you've had a blessed week and that the remainder of this weekend will continue to be blessed as well. Before we continue with today's broadcast, I would like to invite you to visit me on my website at www.klrichministries.com. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. On my website, you can listen to previous ministry broadcasts as well as get books for your entire family, church, and or Christian organization. Also, if you're not reading my daily blogs, you're truly missing a treat. We're going over the different names of God. So, again, you can read that on my broadcast. And if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry, you can do so by clicking that donate tab on the website. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. Before we continue on with today's broadcast, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted all around the world. They're going through a lot of different things, and we've talked about this, and we want to every day, please keep them lifted up in prayer and ask God to be with them. And the main thing, we need to be praying for Jesus' soon return, because the sooner Jesus comes, then that means that somebody's not going to die at the hands of some barbarian. Some baby's not going to be torn apart limb from limb by the butchers. Sin will finally have an end. And so we need to be praying for Jesus' soon return. And we're going to be talking about that on Sunday. And please join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. Central. I'm thinking about changing that schedule to the evening time. Again, where it'll be at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. So I'm playing around with some things, and I'm thinking about changing that schedule to the evening. But this week is going to be at the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. We have a ton of headlines, and this is only a 30-minute segment. Again, I do pray to be back on, but I can have my full hour and a half with Blog Talk Radio. So prayerfully, those funds will open up so I could be able to pay for that time frame. For those of you who may be calling in or may want to call in live, the number is 347-426-3031. Again, that's 347-426-3031. We're on every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central. And again, that Sunday, this week Sunday, will be at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. However, I do believe the following week I'm going to switch that to the evening, where it also will be at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. We hit on this topic yesterday, but we're going to talk about it a little bit more. Pope Francis says Donald Trump is not a Christian. He says, I say only that this man is not a Christian if he said things like that. This is what the writer of the article says. Pope Francis took umbrage at comments Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has made about immigrants, saying in an interview that the real estate mogul was not a Christian. What is Pope Francis talking about? He is talking about because Donald Trump believes that there should not be open borders, that we should have walls around our borders to keep illegals out, then the Pope has come out and said that Donald Trump is not a Christian. Well, that's like calling a kettle black. The Pope is in no position to talk about anybody's Christianity because he is definitely not a Christian himself. He is a false prophet. He is not of God. He is not the vicar of Christ, as the Catholics like to believe that Pope Francis or whoever the Pope is the vicar of Christ. No, he does not represent Christ at all. He does not. He is not the embodiment of Christ on earth, all right? So this Pope is into politics that he should not even have a part of. And one thing we talked about the other day, he's a hypocrite, for one, because he is walled up around the Vatican. Now, I believe in leading by example. If you're going to tell everyone else to tear down their walls or not build their walls, then why don't you tear down the walls of the Vatican? Better yet, let the migrants come over into the Vatican and live there. Let's see how that works for you, Pope. All right? So the Pope is in American politics, which he should have nothing to do with our politics. Go over there, rule Rome like he wants to do in all these other countries. You set the example. Tear down your walls and see how that works for you. You don't need to be in American politics, all right? And the one thing one commentator said was that instead of him telling the people, I believe this was on True News, instead of him telling the people to break the law, he should tell them to obey the law so that they can come over legally, not telling them to break someone else's borders. And one thing we do need to know, a nation without borders is no longer a nation, all right? We don't have borders. Everyone's coming across our borders, and they've already been told by Obama to stand down and not do anything when these people are coming across our borders. So we're no longer a nation when that happens, okay? So Donald Trump is right. That telling us as a nation we need to have borders has nothing to do with Christianity at all. In Israel's days, back in the days of the biblical times, they had walls. Why did God tell the children of Israel to march around the walls of Jericho? Because the walls was what protected the city. Why was there watchmen on the walls? Because there were walls built so that the watchmen had to sound the alarm if there was an enemy approaching the walls of that city. The walls was the protection of the city. The walls are the protection of the city now, okay? So do we need to have open borders? No, we do need walls around our borders. That's just common sense. So, and it has nothing to do with Christianity. Sometimes people want to take out of context when you're trying to protect your nation or your family. They're going to tell you, oh, well, you shouldn't own a gun. No, that's unbiblical. Jesus said, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and go buy one, okay? Never did Jesus say that you're not supposed to defend or protect yourself, all right? So, again, this Pope is, like I said, calling the kettle black. You can't say that someone else is not a Christian because you're not one yourself, okay? And better yet, he needs to get out of American politics. Now, Donald Trump had the response to that, and he says, if and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, which, as everyone knows, is ISIS' ultimate trophy, I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been the president, because this would not have happened. ISIS would not have been would have been eradicated, unlike what is happening now with our all talk, no action politicians, man. And he's absolutely right. Now, I'm not endorsing any candidate because I believe that no candidate is going to be able to turn this country around, because this is a spiritual problem, not a natural problem. And so, but the thing is that he's absolutely right. Should ISIS see the Vatican has all kind of guards and all protection in their walls, and so Donald Trump tweeted pictures of the Vatican wall. How dare the Pope say anything? He's a hypocrite. All right, you're walled up. Man, the thing is, even with the guns, most of the people that are going against people with guns are actually guarded themselves by what? Guns, okay? So your biggest advocates are hypocrites themselves because they are guarded by guns, okay? But you know what? This stuff is just an absolute mess. All right, moving on. Expert claimed that Donald Trump appeals to prosperity preachers because they love the world. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is popular among prosperity preachers due to the worldly values he represents, said an expert on religious fraud. Old Anthony, president of the Dallas, Texas-based televangelist accountability group, the Trinity Foundation, told the Christian Post about the appeal Trump has for proponents of the prosperity gospel, the love of the world, of power, of recognition, credibility from the world. That appears to fit perfectly with the prosperity gospel. Okay, as we know, we had some pastors that were praying over Donald Trump, like Paula White. Let me just say this. I wouldn't want Paula White laying any of her hands on me, okay? I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Let me stop saying I'm sorry about, because I'm not sorry about nothing I say. Everything I say, I mean. Paula White, I wouldn't want her hands laying on me at all, right? Because her and her husband goes around, and even though she tries to clean it up, her husband's going around endorsing, watching pornography. Yes, I said you could go online and Google it and read it. Now, she tried to clean it up, but we talked about this a few months back where her and her new husband was giving, some kind of seminar to married couples, and her husband was saying, watch porn with your husband. And she was like, oh, no, we really don't watch nothing. No, he said exactly what y'all doing, okay? So what, I want a pastor that's watching porn to be laying hands on me? Absolutely not, okay? A lot of these pastors that are surrounding some of these politicians, they're just doing it for the fame and glory of it. It's not that they're really praying for this president or president-elect. They're in it for the money, the fame, the glory, and I do agree. You know, you have a lot of prosperity pimps that would love for Donald Trump to be in office, not because he can give them some, can turn this nation around, but because of what he can do for them financially, when these pastors need to be praying and teaching their congregations to pray and to vote according to the laws of God, because this is why the mess that the church is in. So instead of teaching the church about sin, repentance, humbling themselves, confession, they're not teaching this at all. Okay? And so the world, the America's not going to turn around because the church is not turning around. They're not teaching about prayer, fasting, getting your house in order, repenting from your sin. They're telling you to assemble, be like the world, be compromised, send your money in, plant a seed here, plant a seed there, and nothing is happening in the churches. There's no power in the church because there's no power in the pulpits, all right? And the pulpits, a lot of the pulpits are not teaching the people the right thing, and that's what's wrong with this nation. All right, Joyce Behar, she's on, The View co-host, she says Obama's color has something to do with racist GOP blocking the Supreme Court's decision, not the Supreme Court decision, but his pick for the next Supreme Court justice. Now, let me say this. I am tired of hearing people always talking about, well, the reason Obama is not able to get some things passed is because of his color. Let me tell you something, people. White folks voted him in. Whereas black people, we're only 12% of the general population. So who do you think got him in there? It was white people. Stop with this color stuff, this race stuff, this color card that you're trying to play. No, it's not about Obama's color. It's about his politics. Why are they wanting to block him from being able to vote the next Supreme Court justice in? Because this is exactly what Obama wanted, was to be able to get his agenda passed through with no opposition, and that's why they're trying to block him. That's if the Republicans got enough backbone to do it. It's not, you know what, everything about this Supreme Court justice death stinks, reeks of something wrong. I mean, it was like it was rushed. We're going to hurry up and bomb him. We're going to hurry up and say that it was a natural cause. So we're going to hurry up and something wasn't right. This man should have had an autopsy. I don't care what the family said, don't do an autopsy. No, there's procedures, there's protocol. This man should have had an autopsy. And on top of that, Obama is meeting with Black Lives Matter tomorrow instead of going to the Supreme Court Justice funeral. Are you serious? So he's meeting with Black Lives Matter thugs or whatever, guy been arrested 7 times, and then you're the so-called running for mayor. No, Obama has an agenda. This agenda is to cause race relations to get to his worst prior to him leaving office. He is trying his best to seemingly start some kind of race-related something in this country prior to him leaving office. Why else would he be meeting with Black Lives Matter? Tell Black Lives Matter go start to go on these where these Planned Parenthood butchers are and start talking about Black Lives Matter there. That's how you know it's a joke, because they have not one time protested against the Planned Parenthood, who is known for killing 40% of black babies. So, I mean, it's hypocritical. 10 signs that the government is fibbing about the economy. Okay, as we know, and as I always tell you, you cannot believe what the mainstream media tell you. They're lies. They're paid to tell you what the government wants them to tell you. They're no different than communist China, okay? They tell them what they can say, when they can say it, how they should say it, what they, you know, we've never had a media that attacked a presidential candidate like we've seen with Donald Trump. And again, I'm not pro anybody. I'm just saying, calling it like it is, call a spade a spade. When have we ever seen the media go up against a presidential candidate as they have with Donald Trump? See, anybody that the mainstream media is really endorsing, you need to be leery of, because the government is behind it, okay? So we're hearing an awful lot in the markets globally about a recession, that it could be that we're entering a recession. Now, some people are saying we're not entering, as Obama lied during the State of the Union. He said that anyone who is saying that America's economy is not sound, they're peddling fiction. That was a bald-faced lie. Our economy is not strong. And if people are steadily saying that it's not strong, they're not peddling fiction. They're telling the honest truth. But we have a president that lies as easy as water flows out of a fountain. All right? So the 10 things that that doesn't happen when an economy is in recovery. Let me go through it. Fewer people are in the workforce. That's happening right now. You have millions of people unemployed. Now they're saying, "Oh well, the unemployment statistics is 5%, 4.9%, that was a lie. They do not count the people who have dropped out of looking for jobs or can no longer get benefits from unemployment. So that's a bald-faced lie. Increased poverty rates. Yes, we have an increase of poverty. Ever since Obama, people are like, Obama's done this. What has Obama done to help the poverty-stricken areas or people? Or nothing. Nothing at all. Actually, the poverty has increased. Eroding wages and decreased working hours, and that has taken place since Obama has been in office because of this Obamacare. Companies have cut the hours of what was full-time employees to compensate for what they're having to pay in Obamacare. Rising health care costs. Obama said your cost of health insurance wouldn't rise and you could keep your doctor, and that was all a lie. Lower actual corporate revenues and sales, the decimated middle class. You don't even hardly have a middle class anymore. It's normally the rich and the poor, but middle class is quickly eroding. A crumbling national infrastructure, failing commodity prices, weak small business confidence, more applications for disability benefits, more food stamp participation. You have more people on food stamps now than ever has been. Why? Because people are not able to afford going to buy groceries because the cost of groceries are going up. The wages on jobs are going down. Okay, so you talking about a stable economy? Climbing fear levels about holding on to jobs. I've talked to people at the department stores myself who are fearing that they're going to lose their jobs, and they have a right to fear it because Walmart right now is closing 250-some stores around the country, 159 of them, I believe, is in the United States alone. Macy's, Sears, different major companies are closing down. more dependent on government assistance, lower industrial production and business investment. We have ships that are docked. Goods and services are not being moved, okay, because the ships are docked, okay? I mean, that's not good. Lower personal income and spending. If people don't have money, they don't spend. Normally around Christmas time, people, you know, the department stores feel like they're going to get in the black. It didn't happen. A GDP that can break 2.5%, and then you're talking about negative interest rates. So are we doing good? No, we are not. Moving on, Flint, Michigan bureaucrats could be charged with manslaughter for mass poisoning of population with toxic lead. This is from naturalnews.com. The Michigan Attorney General's office will likely have to petition the state legislator for some healthy cash to investigate the ongoing water crisis in Flint, Michigan, where some 9 local residents have died from polluted water. According to reports, those responsible for the disaster could face criminal charges for negligently poisoning the city's residents with lead and other toxic substances in order to save money. Somebody should pay for this. Somebody should go to jail. 9 people died? That is manslaughter. And whoever was trying to make cuts in the budget, they all should go to jail. Don't pass go. Go to jail. Somebody need to pay for this. And then they want the residents to still pay a water bill for water that they can't even bathe in? Come on now. This is insanity. All right, let me see here. Let me make sure I've gone through everything. Dozens of Turkish military vehicles cross Syria border and dig trenches. Turkish military vehicles have crossed into the Kurdistania area in Syria, Afrin, just over the border. A Kurdish news agency reported, adding that the troops started to dig a trench near Medin Ekbis, a town in Aleppo province. Okay, as we know, we are on the verge of World War III. We have all these nations in these countries. I'm going to take a moment next week to really talk about what is going on with a possible World War III, because it's on the horizon. We are on the brink of World War III. Now, we have all these countries that are lining themselves up in Syria, and is coming to World War III. And people in America, please do not feel like you're secure here, that the war is not coming here. It is going to be here eventually, okay? Now, yeah, we're seeing them lined up in Syria, but do not think that Russia and China is not going to bring that war to our borders. All right. So again, you need to be prayed up. You need to be prepared spiritually first and foremost, and then you need to be prepared in the natural. Now, I was listening to some other news commentaries, and the government is taking inventory of all the companies in America that have food. I'm talking about those who sell bulk items, 20-year supply. The government is taking inventory of that, and they've told them that when an emergency takes place, they're going to take all their food supply. What does that mean for you people? That means that the government is going to ration and tell you what you can get, when you can get, if you can get it. That's why you need to be growing your food. You need to be stocking up on food. You need to be preparing, stocking up on water. You need to be stocking up on supplies. And I'm going to talk about this next week. We're going to go into more details. I constantly go over this, and I'm going to go over it again next week, what you need to have to be prepared for the times that are ahead. If the government is taking inventory from companies, trying to find out how much food they have on hand, and they've told them that in the event of emergency, they're going to wipe them out of their food. They're just going to come and take it. What do you think they're preparing for? And for those who feel like I don't need to prepare, only a fool will not prepare. The Bible gives us plenty of scripture to back up preparation. When you go to the store, get extra food, get extra water, get medical supplies. It's okay if you're going to get a couple things at a time. Get you some extra canned goods. Get you some things for emergencies. As you saw with Hurricane Katrina, do not rely on FEMA. Do not rely on the government to give you anything. Okay, we are going to, I'm going to go quickly to the Word of God. And we're going to go to Luke chapter 12, and we're going to read at verse 35, with Jesus telling us to watch. Luke chapter 12 and verse 35, and it reads, "Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth. He will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect." We have to be ready. We have to be watchful. See, you got some people that's praying for God to delay everything, not come back. Do you all understand what you're praying for when you're telling God, "Don't come back"? You have Christians that are actually praying this, "Oh, God, delay things." Let me tell you something. Every single day, there's a Christian running for their life because someone is trying to kill them because of the cross. Every single day. You got terrorist organizations that just a couple of weeks ago burned 80-some children alive just because they're Christian. Boko Haram. This is what you're praying for, delayment in, people. Every single day, a baby is being torn apart, literally limb from limb, tearing their arms off, tearing their feet off, leaving the torso torn up, tearing their neck up. Come on, how can you be so selfish for those of you who are praying for God to delay his coming? Every day, some child is being molested, abused. Every day, some Christian woman, a Christian child, being sold into sex trafficking. And we have the nerve to have Christians that's praying for a delay in Jesus coming. Shame on you. Shame on you. We need to be praying for Lord, for Jesus to come back. We need to be praying that the Father would speed things up so he can come back and rescue those who are in trouble. See, if it was happening here to us, oh, we wouldn't be praying that. We'll be praying that, "Jesus, please come back. Please help us, Lord. Please come back soon. We need you, Lord." This is the prayer that would be if the Christians were going through the same things that Christians in the Middle East is going through. How dare we be selfish Christians and not pray for Jesus' return? When we have Christian brothers and sisters who are being slaughtered, beheaded, burned alive, drowned alive, children being fed, literally being fed to their parents, boiled in pots, fed to their parents, and their parents not even knowing that they're eating their own babies. How dare we ask God to delay his coming? We need to be asking God to hurry up and come, and we need to be out in the workplace, in the marketplace, in the field, evangelizing so that Jesus can come back. How dare we be selfish Christians? Jesus is coming. He's coming. And whether you're ready or not, see, the ones who are praying their prayer because you're not ready. But he's coming, and it will behoove you to get ready. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you accept him in your heart right now. Please say this prayer with me. "Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me. Cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. Allow him to change you from the inside out. Allow him to help you to turn from your wicked ways. You can't do it on your own. Just like he told the woman who was caught in an act of adultery, go and sin no more. God bless you. We will be back on Sunday. Remember to call in Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central. We will be going, we will not be doing news on Sunday. We don't do news on Sunday. We're going to be just discussing the Bible and our hour of power, our half hour of power. This is with your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich. Until next time, God bless you.